go ahead and open your Bible to Genesis chapter 18. And in case you couldn't tell by me telling you to open up your Bible to Genesis 18, we're going to be taking a break from Psalm 119 for a little bit. And I want to dive into something that I really, really want you to get a hold of. I was teaching this to the children's church last week, and I want you to get a hold of this truth. If there's one thing you're going to walk away from this message, and I want you to grab a hold of, it is three words: God will know. In fact, that's the title of this message: God will know. And we're going to begin in verse number 17. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know," notice that there, "for I know that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." And the Lord said, "Because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is very great, because their sin is very grievous, I go down now and see whether they have altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. And if not, I will know." And the men turned from their faces from the Lord thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Before we get into what Abraham did, I want to point out twice God says, "For I know," or he says, "For I know" one time, and then he says another time, "I will know." A lot of us, we don't say this, but a lot of us have this mentality that we can hide things from God. And let me tell you, God will know. But that sounds like a negative thing, right? God will know. It sounds like a negative, almost like, okay, you know what? You do something wrong, God will know, which is true. That is true. But if we look at what God says here, what does he say? He says, "For I know him," talking about Abraham, "that he will command his children and the household after him." He's saying, hey, I know Abraham. He says, should I hide the things from Abraham that I'm about to do? Hide, that means to conceal or to... It actually literally translates to hide, to protect. You know, God says, hey, should I hide these things from Abraham? Because I know him, and I know that he is going to raise his family right. I know that even though he hasn't had his kid yet, even though the promised bloodline of Abraham hasn't even started yet, he says, I know him and I know that he will do good. God's saying, I know Abraham and I know that I can trust him. That's not a negative thing. And let's look at what he says about Sodom. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is very great, because their sin is very grievous, I go down now to see whether altogether the things according to the cry of it. So there's this city called Sodom and Gomorrah. There's two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. And they are doing so much evil. So much evil that their evil and their sin literally cries to God, and it's grievous. Like, God's like, hey, I see that. I know what they're doing. But what does he say? He says, and if not, if there's people that are not as evil as the rest of the city, what does he say? He says, I will know. Now, I don't think this is going to be a very long episode today, but I want you to think about something. A lot of us are living in a place where we are, where we're surrounded with evil, where we can't even go to the grocery store without, you know, hearing evil things. Right? We are in a community where evil is so praised. And God says he sees that, he does. But what he says here is that, hey, and if there are people that are not like that, I will know. And I want you to see how much God cares about you, that he knows your heart. Even though the world around you might be doing bad things, even though the world around you might be running to evil, but you stay pure, but you say, God, I don't want to sell out for that. And even though I kind of feel alone sometimes, I'm not doing that. God knows. And let's see, as we're going to continue reading for a little bit, we're going to see how much God cares about the people that do right. And see how much God cares about you, even though you might feel alone doing the right thing, even though you might not be feeling like God's seeing you. Guess what? I want you to remember these three words. I'm going to say it over and over again to get it in your mind. And when you walk away here from here today, I want you to remember this. God will know. He will. Let's keep reading. In verse number 22, and the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there are 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are therein? So Abraham says, hey, God, you're going to go destroy these two cities, right? But if there's righteous people in there, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? He says, so if there's 50 righteous, if there's 50 righteous, will you save that place? Will you not destroy it? Let's see what God says. Let's see how much God cares about 50 people. And I don't have the statistics of how many people were in these two cities, but I've heard it was a lot. There was a lot of people. I mean, these are big cities. You think about a big city, these were big cities with a lot of people. So 50 people that were righteous really wasn't that much. Statistically, that wasn't that many people. But Abraham still said, hey, God, if there are only 50 righteous in that city, will you still destroy it? Let's see what God says. It's that in verse 25, it still is Abraham speaking. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. Be it far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? So here Abraham's asking this question. He knows that God's going to do what's right. And we're going to see what God says. And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, I will spare the place for all their sakes. God says, hey, you know what? If there is 50 righteous, I will spare the city because I love those people and I love my people. But then in verse 26 or 27, and Abraham answered and said, behold, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him again, saying, peradventure there be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto them, Let not the Lord be angry. And I will speak. Peradventure there be 30 found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. So let me just speak on this for a second. God is saying, if there's 45 righteous, I won't do it either. And Abraham's like, okay, but what if there's 40 righteous? And God says, for 40's sake, I won't destroy the city. And Abraham's like, okay, please don't be angry with me, but what if there's 30 people? 30 people that love you, 30 people that serve you, 30 people that know you, 30 people that are trying to do what's right, but they're in this city that is not doing what's right around them. Will you destroy it for 30's sake? And God says, I will not do it if there's 30's sake. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Think about the statistics. 20 people in two large cities, and God says that's such an insignificant number. And God says, hey, if there's 20 people in these two cities, I will not destroy it. If there is 20 people found in these two great cities that love me, that are trying to do what's right, they might not be perfect, but they're trying. I will not destroy the city for that. And he said, oh, let the Lord not be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, there should be found 10 there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Do you see how much God cares? Do you see how much God cares about the people that he loves? Two cities, two great cities. I wish I had my phone that I could search up the statistics, but I'm using it to record right now. But there's only 10 people. If there's only 10 people righteous in these two great cities, God says, hey, I love them. I love the people that love me, and I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Now listen, stick with me because there's a really important application here. Later in this story, we find out that there are not 10 people righteous in these two cities. These are some evil cities. These are. There's not 10, but you know what? Even though God said that he won't destroy for 10's sake, and there was not 10 people in those two cities. There wasn't. And since there weren't 10 people righteous, God is going to destroy these two cities. He is. That's just, God says that these places are evil, so I'm going to destroy them. And I don't have time to read through all of this, all the rest of the story. But the rest of the story goes as this, and you can read it in Genesis chapter 19. He says, hey, yeah, I'm going to destroy these cities. But there is one person that God didn't want to destroy. One person. Because of one person's faithfulness. It was Abraham's nephew, Lot. Because of Lot's faithfulness, God says, hey, I'm not going to destroy, I'm going to destroy the city around you. The city around him, it was gone. But God says, because you were righteous, God went and he went and saved Lot and his family because of Lot's righteousness. Guys, that is one family in two great cities. You know what that shows? God will know. Even though you might feel alone, even though you might feel like the world around you is doing evil, and hey, we keep reading down Lot's story, we see that Lot is not a perfect person. He did some terrible, terrible things, but God saw his heart, and he saved Lot. Isn't that amazing? God knows. You don't have to be a perfect person, because we can't be. Did you know that God wants to save you? That God wants to save you out of this world that is just full of sin? That's all they're doing is sin and sin and sin? God wants to save you out of that. And guess what? Even though this world, even though this country, even though the community you're living in is crying out, their wickedness is crying out before God, that they're evil, they're doing evil all the time, God says, I'm going to go and I'm going to see. And guess what? Even if God destroys America, even if God decides to punish us in some way, you know what God says? I will know if those things won't be. God says, I will know if there's people that aren't completely sold out to sin. God says, I will know. So what do we have to fear? Again, Lot wasn't perfect. Abraham wasn't perfect, but he knew that he was going to do what was right. Abraham's called a friend of God. And boy, did Abraham not do everything right. He didn't, but he had faith. Lot. Okay, I was about to tell you what Lot did, but in case there's little people listening, I don't want to say that. But what I want to say is Lot didn't do everything perfect. In fact, Lot did some terrible, terrible things. But God saw him. God didn't forget about him. So don't forget that God won't forget about you. Don't feel alone. Because if you're doing what's right, God will know. Even if you stumble every once in a while, but you are trying to get right back right with God, and you say, God, I know I failed. I know I did what was wrong, and you ask him to forgive you for it. Guess what? God knows that too. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 10, it says, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things which be done in his body according to that which he had done, whether it be good or evil. Hey, we're all going to be judged. We're all going to stand before God, and we're going to be given according to what we've done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You know what that shows? That God knows. So if you walk out of here today, I just want you to remember this. The rest of your week this week, remember, God will know. And just as sure as God knows the good that you're doing, God knows that you are trying to do what's right, even though the world around you is not helping you at all. Just because, as sure as God knows that, he also knows, and he's a swift witness when you disobey him. And he knows when you choose the wrong path. So I want to encourage you today to choose the right path. Do what you're supposed to do. Because God is a witness, and God knows. Do you have faith that God sees you? Do you have faith that God hasn't forgotten you? Listen, even if you are in the most wicked situation that anybody could be in, but you're trying to stay pure, and sure, you might not be perfect at it, but you are trying, God knows. And if God decided not, and if God said he won't destroy two giant cities for 10 people, then no, he won't destroy you if you're doing what's right. And even though he did destroy the two cities around him, even though he did destroy the two cities surrounding Lot, he saved Lot, didn't he? He did. God hasn't forgotten about you. Just like God didn't forget about Lot. Just like God knows Abraham and the way that he will be. Listen, God knows you. And all you have to do is put your faith and trust in him. Is to abide in him. Is to say, God, I know that the world around me is focusing on the things of this world. The world around me is trying to tell me that these are the things that I need to do. But God, I am choosing you. I know this stuff is wicked. I know fornication is wicked. I know the things that I look at is bad. I know the envy, the anger that I have, the covetousness, all of these things, it's bad. The bitterness, I know it's all bad. So listen, I'm giving up all of that stuff. Even though the world around me tells me to wallow in it, I'm getting out. Is that what you're choosing to do? Because listen, God knows if that's so. Don't forget that. God sees you.
And as we end off yet another episode, I want to remind you of John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that's you, that's me, you can put your name in there, that he gave his only begotten son. Don't forget that you are loved by God. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not worth it, because you were worth enough that Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross for you. And don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and DM me with any questions, comments, or concerns you might have on this episode, and I will gladly get back to you as soon as possible. So until next time, God bless. Thank you.